This is a question for patient V like zebra, B like boy, I like Inkster, G like George, N like Nancy, I like Inkster, E like Ellie, W like woman. Zivigniew, last name is Wojcik, Wojcik, date of birth 6/4/1970, date of visit is 2/19/2026. The patient presents, he reports that he has had a surgical correction and his implant for spinal cord stimulation device was relocated to a higher area, which is doing better for him. Pain is substantially improving, but still it is between 7 and 8. Lot of anxiety and panic. Patient do have a radiation of pain and numbness and tingling in the right forearm involving the elbow, the medial epicondyle, the ulnar nerve distribution area involving 4th and 5th finger. That has been present from a beginning of the time when he had an accident. That was in 6/29/2021. Patient underwent a surgical repair for the lumbar spine, L5-S1, but no surgery was done for the cervical region. Then in 2024, he had undergone a spinal cord stimulation device, which just has been relocated, and it has been working very well. 75% of the time, pain is not there. Overall, patient reports that his pain varies from 3 to 8. Currently, it is a little bit more due to the surgical surgery that was done last week. ADLs are 6. Patient reports 70 to 80% improvement now in all the areas. Kindly review the records for ADL for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse and a compliance history. In physical examination, blood pressure is 125 over 99, pulse 72, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visits, which is dated 12/16/2025, dictation number 1216-033. The plan is to continue the patient with the Tylenol codeine for pain, PRN, 12 hourly, 30 tablets are provided for post-operative spinal cord stimulation device complication. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for sleep, anxiety, panic. Drug screens are ordered and reviewed at the time of dictation. And other than that, patient is quite stable. Thank you. He'll be seen in 1 month's time unless there is some other issue comes in.